we started the trip, we all were hopeful that we could get a 4-3 road trip. Baltimore playing extremely well, while Tampa is the real surprise team of the American League this season. Baltimore's right been on their heels the whole time. A really good ball club this year. So to go in there and win 2 out of 3 and then go and split a 4-game series against Minnesota, I think overall a good road trip, especially winning the final 2 games, as you heard Hammy say there. So a nice road trip. A lot of one-run games, as you said. I think we've played, 28, 29 of them or something like that. It's just par for the course with us.
Yeah, and a Stephen Kwan home run over the weekend to boot, so that's not too bad. Let's talk a little bit about Tristan McKenzie. We played this earlier before we were with you, a little bit of the highlights from him. Good to see him back on the mound, and that's another positive from yesterday.
Absolutely. You think about Tanner Bibee, you think about Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie, three of our starting five right now, all young, really terrifically talented young men. Tristan comes out, has to be some butterflies in there for his first start of the major league season, and gets 10 strikeouts and keeps the Twins at bay and gives us a chance to have a good inning, enough runs scored to get a victory. So really good to see that young man back on the mound. He's such a terrific young man. Teammates love him. He's such a true professional athlete in the sense that he understands not only what it takes to be a pro athlete and be at your peak when it's time to perform, but also the kind of opportunity that is given a pro athlete to make a difference in our community. And Tristan has been like that from the first day he came aboard the organization. His mentorship program with a number of young people at the Cleveland Metropolitan School District and other community efforts that he's involved in. Really a wonderfully solid young man.
Bobby D., elsewhere on the starting pitchers returning to the mound front, what did you make of Aaron Savali's return to the bump over the weekend?
Yeah, how about that? You get two guys come off the injury list and just throw lights out. You know, it was unfortunate we lost that game 1-0. You know, he certainly gave us every opportunity to win. So, you know, you look at him and Shane Bieber as two of the veteran guys of the starting five, and things start rolling the way we normally have them with our pitching staff, get our bullpen a little bit more crisp, get this offense going. We're going to, you know, be right where we were last year. As you all know, we play better in the second half of the season than we do the first half, and we just started the third month of the season. So 4 months of baseball still to go for the Guardians.
Yeah, and with that slim margin of victory, bullpen has to really come through. Here's a little bit of over the weekend.
The pitch. Swung on, ground ball headed to the second baseman. Jimenez drops to a knee, gets up, throws him out. Karinchak with another scoreless inning. And boy, Cleveland now can maybe start to think about Karinchak even later in games if this continues. But right now, you need him no matter where, as it's a scoreless game through 6.
It's amazing sometimes with those bullpen pitchers, one day you're thinking, why do we need this guy? The next one you think, thank God we have him, you know?
Yeah, you know. I think Chris Antonetti talked about it, same with Tito at spring training, the most volatile aspect of a baseball team. Most baseball people will tell you is the year-to-year flow of a bullpen. It's just, you know, can blow up on you. The consistency of those high-leverage situations, you know, it's not an easy task. I personally think being a closer in professional baseball is the most difficult job of any in all of professional sports. It's such a pressure-packed spot where your teammates have battled for 2.5, 3 hours, and in one pitch a game can be lost, and how you know, go into that clubhouse and how you go and sleep at night and how you come back with tremendous confidence the next day to get the job done. It's just, I think, the hardest, again, job in professional sports. And just think about the oddity of Emmanuel Clase. He leads all of Major League Baseball in saves. I think he's got 3 more than the next guy. But he also leaves in blown saves. He's got 5 blown saves, and he only had 4 all of last year. So just a difficult job. But if we can get that bullpen a little bit more consistent, I think we're going to be in a good spot.
All right. Well, we're off today. The Guardians are, and then they have a nice home stand against the Red Sox and the Astros. Anything exciting happening at the ballpark for folks coming out, Bob?
Yeah, when the Houston Astros come to town next weekend, let's see if we can get to over 90,000 fans like we did the prior weekend home. We've got all the things our fans love, you know, the free shirt Friday giveaway with Sugardale Dollar Dogs and fireworks courtesy of our friends at Legacy Roofing, the $2 pregame party. Saturday's a Trista McKenzie jersey giveaway with fireworks and Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Lots going on. CleeGuardians.com's place to go.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week, Bob. Have a good week.
All right. You got it, boys. Have a good week. Go Guardians.
Guardians again off today. They take on the Red Sox for a 3-game series, and then it's another 3 games against the Astros for this coming June weekend.